Hey, everybody. It's Leslie Cuban on Friday, June 25th, 2015, and I will be presenting Office Evolution. I have done one deal with Office Evolution. It was a multi-unit deal, and so over the course of that, I've really enjoyed working with Mark Hemeter. I think he's a great partner for Franet. I have experienced him really going above and beyond what I see a lot of franchisors do. So definitely, if there were any questions about that, I can vouch that he's a really good partner for Franet, and I think a good franchisor who is coachable and wants to learn and work with us. So I definitely have some kind of key talking points that I would use in presenting Office Evolution, but you know, my presentation is not going to be exactly the same. I'm going to do my best to match the presentation and the hooks and hangers to the particular interests and hot buttons of the buyer. But just kind of I'll go through kind of a general script that I may pick and choose from. And I'm pretty much presenting Office Evolution as a semi-absentee option. So I'm pairing it with other things like an Element or a Menchie's or and possibly even some business-to-business options that are not semi-absentee. So I will go ahead and kind of start my script here. And I would start off by saying, in the landscape of semi-absentee franchise models, this one is a bit of a unique offering for several reasons. First of all, it's business-to-business. And most of the semi-absentee business models that we'll look at are definitely more consumer-facing. The general consumer is who you're marketing to and catering to. But in this business that we're going to look at together, it's professional business person who is the clientele, people who are in growing businesses. And some benefits of that are you get to enjoy long-term relationships with your customers. It's a business that can predict, create a nice, predictable, repeat revenue source. And because it's business to business, it enjoys traditional business hours. The work week is a Monday through Friday, you know, typically 9 to 5 kind of work hour kind of business. So it's a no nights, no weekends, no holidays kind of business, which is great from a lifestyle standpoint. And one thing I've noticed in working with this brand is that the franchisees really like owning a business that is aiding the growth of fellow business owners in their own community. Another distinction between this franchise and other semi-passive franchise models is that you only have one employee, and it's a very reliable, very professional employee versus most semi-absentee models. You have a fairly large staff. And the larger the staff, the more turnover and kind of you're in the HR business, so to speak, more so. And with this, they teach you exactly how to hire the exact right type of employee, which allows you as the owner to be able to spend your time doing other things, other businesses, growing into multiple units. And this is definitely an attractive model for multiple unit scaling. And I think another point that you would really like about this is that the other franchisees are business professionals like you. And interestingly enough, one of my colleagues in Franet has decided to become a franchise owner of this particular business model. What stands out to me about this business is that it addresses a real need. And I know this very personally because it's an important need that I have in my own business. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So what we're going to look at here is a business called Office Evolution. And Office Evolution is a full-service virtual office and executive suite business center that locates in practical locations convenient to the customer base and at practical price points. So I'd like you to envision a office setting about 5,000 to 7,000 square feet, a professional office kind of environment. And the services that you're offering are private offices, conference rooms, drop-in lounges, a reception area, a workroom and kitchen, and a full technological infrastructure to operate seamlessly. So your customers in an office business center are growing business owners who are in various types of professional services. So some may be home-based business owners who need a professional setting to be able to meet with clients on a regular basis. And many of those folks may be people who are consultants. They are consultants perhaps who have left the corporate world and are not going back to, you know, a full-time corporate engagement and are doing independent consulting and, again, need a place to meet with clients that's not Starbucks or not their kitchen table. And then there's many of the clientele that have grown beyond a home office and meeting people at Starbucks. So there's all kinds of businesses that need a facility like this. Lawyers and small law firms, accountants, financial advisors, IT companies, staffing companies, you know, so a lot of different types of professional service, business-to-business kinds of businesses are going to be located in a facility like Office Evolution. And they're looking for a modern, a clean, a professional setting with upscale amenities, which is what Office Evolution offers. So, again, I am an example of who the client is at an Office Evolution, and I can speak very personally to the whole that this type of business services. So folks like me, the options that we currently have would be a Regis type of office setting, and Regis is a huge global company, and I'm a client there today, but I hate giving them my money because what I find is that they're way overpriced. Service is lackluster. It's very impersonalized. You know, they locate in large trophy buildings where parking is oftentimes inconvenient or an issue. So I have frequently, over the years in my business, gone out to look and see what is an alternative to a Regis setting, and all I've been able to find are really small, independent, kind of local, yokel kinds of office centers that I find are dirty and old. They're not the kind of places that I would feel comfortable and proud bringing my clients to. So then something else that has popped up over the last several years are many of these shared workspaces. There's one here in Atlanta called Rome. There are a variety of these that are, you know, very modern and fun and open and cool, kind of social, young and hip, open workspaces. And I've tried that as well. And while it might be nice for a networking meeting here and there, it's loud, it's crowded, and it offers no privacy. So for people who are in professional businesses, that's not an alternative either. So Office Evolution really does a nice job of filling that hole. They go into neighborhood settings, you know, more low-rise types of environments that are more convenient, less expensive, and are able to offer a lot more personalized service to their clientele. So I think a great analogy for how to think about the positioning of Office Evolution is that they are the Ace Hardware to the Home Depot, or they're the Whole Foods to the Kroger, a more upscale, niche environment versus the really big box, large environments like a Regis is. So I, for one, would drop Regis like a hot potato as soon as an Office Evolution would come into my market. So I think you're going to really enjoy learning about Office Evolution, and the person I'm going to connect you with is Mark Hemeter. He is the founder and CEO of the company. I found him to be a very good businessman, really smart, really likable guy. He knows his business inside and out. He developed this model with 8 different types of centers in the Colorado market, and they're now expanding quite rapidly, opening business centers all over the U.S. So I think you're going to really enjoy talking with Mark, who will fill you in on a lot more details about the Office Evolution business model. So that's about it. I might add, kind of out of role play here, I might add that, you know, a lot of people that I'm working with are also considering consulting types of businesses, and I would pitch this as you can be your own landlord. Why pay rent elsewhere when you may have the opportunity to be around your customers, be around other business owners that might be helpful to your consulting business, as well as paying yourself your own rent? So that tends to really be interesting to people, and I actually have someone right now who just bought a CMIT franchise but is still looking closely at Office Evolution because he'd like to be his own landlord. So maybe that'll be a 2-for-1. Wouldn't that be great? So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Leslie, is there access over the weekend for the clientele, and is it by key card or something like that?
I think so, yes. But the business center manager, the one employee, is not there on evenings or weekends. But I do believe that the clientele, yes, has access over the weekend.
And the office manager does the selling of the service or the explaining of the service?
They are, to my understanding, they are involved in that. They play a heavy role. When a prospective virtual client or office tenant is going to come in for an office visit, that person is instrumental in making a good impression, introducing them to the other tenants, making them feel like they're going to get the personal service that, that the concept is pitching. The franchisee is also needs to be involved in the business development. You know, they need to spend some time, you know, networking in business-to-business organizations, you know, a face out in the community, developing awareness for the business.
Well, that brings up the rest of that issue. How do they get their clientele other than by networking? Is it mostly advertising, location, word-of-mouth type of thing?
So there are some office placement services. There's one called DaVinci, and there's others out there as well. If you go online and you know, type in DaVinci Business Services, it's kind of a placement service for these kinds of offices. So Regis uses it. A lot of the independents use it. Office Evolution would use it. So it's DaVinci is the big one that I'm aware of, but I know that there are others. So there's an online strategy as well. I'm not completely familiar with all the different facets of what they do to market it.
Hey, Leslie, this is Tom Crimmins. Thanks for doing this. I guess I probably have some head trash about this business, and I would really like to show it. My two things are, at least in my community, it seems like they're popping up everywhere, Regis for sure, but there are several others. I'm actually in an Office Suites, and I like the concept, but I don't know if you see that as an issue or maybe the demand is just great enough. Then my second thing is, in the beginning, because I actually started out in one of these 20 years ago, and a lot of what they were doing was try to sell extra services like faxing, copying, telephone service, all that. And again, this may be head trash on my part because, like, I don't need any of that stuff, you know. So, is that? Do you know with Office Evolution, is that a big part of it for them? And I guess what comes with that, like, what all I need out of it. I need an office. It's nice to have the receptionist there and make the coffee and have the mail room, but just do that and leave me alone. Let me do my thing. And it kind of begs the question, what do you need the franchise for? So,
Tom, I'm not sure I know what your question is.
It's going to turn out to be three questions. Okay. Let's start with the simple one. Why do I need a franchise to do this?
I don't know that I can answer that.
Okay, well, that's a fair answer. Yeah, you're not the franchisor. You don't have to. So do they emphasize, and I think I've asked these guys, but do they really try to make a lot of money on all these other services? That was what I didn't like about Regis. Like, yeah, they had a real cheap deal in there, but, you know, if you went to the bathroom, I think you had to pay them a dollar. I mean, it's just everything was upcharge.
They offer a lot of extra services. To what degree it is pushed on, onto the clientele, I don't know, and I don't know if that's a choice on the franchisee's part.
Yeah, okay.
I will say this: I found Mark to be extremely helpful with my client in the site selection. I mean, he came out here. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our clients, they don't know anything about commercial real estate. So, you know, trying to go out and do that on your own, and I think Mark went, you know, above and beyond what a lot of franchisors do around those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, those are
my client. By the way, decided not to open, and it was really her. It was her fault that she, you know, these sorts of things require personal guarantees, and she knew that going into it. But when they found her a great site, but when the day came for her to, you know, commit with a personal guarantee on the lease, she couldn't stomach doing that, so she walked away from the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, Leslie, this is Dan. It's my understanding, too, that don't they handle a lot of the technology part of it, lot of that back office stuff? And you know, as they grow and they get more franchisees, it's obviously going to reduce the cost for all the franchisees. I thought that was a big win, too, you know, as far as why would you go with them versus just doing it on your own?
Yeah, they pitch. That's a part of their pitch that they have all the. They have a centralized, and I'm not the technology person, so I can't explain it. But they handle the technology infrastructure, so the franchisee doesn't have to deal with that, and they can. They handle all the billing too, so the franchisee, you know, each franchisee doesn't have to deal with that.
They can focus
on marketing and business development.
I mean, I don't know how that would compare to what they could get in the local market, but my guess is as they grow, those costs will drop significantly and it'll be advantageous to the franchisee.
Yeah. I will say this, and I mean, I can only speak from my experience personally, but to Tom's question before, there are a bunch of other office suites. I mean, Regis is not the only option. And I have tried to dump Regis so many times. I really hate working with them. But when I go see what else is out there, I mean, these places are dumps. They're old. They're in kind of, you know, drudgy locations. So I've stuck with Regis because I have not felt that I've had any kind of a decent alternative. That's just my personal experience with it.
Anybody have any other questions for Leslie?
I have one more. Leslie, as far as you know, is there earnings information available from credible franchisees that would validate the system?
Yeah, I have my client who bought a CMIT franchise. He's done validation with it, and the franchisees have said the franchisees are very positive about it. Most of them are pretty new, and there a number of them are still in opening, but there are a few of them out there that have been open and operating that can provide some numbers information. And you know, this is coming through my client, but I'm hearing that they validate quite well.
Ted, by the way, Ted Fireman, he'll tell you his experience has been very good.
Yeah, Ted Fireman is an Office Evolution franchise owner.
Yes, I guess I should have said that. Yeah, in Columbus.
Any more questions for Leslie before we wrap up the call? Okay. Well, thank you so much, Leslie, for leading this call and sharing your time and always being willing to help out here.
You are very welcome.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.